Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Auto Persons meeting April 13th, 2026 to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business approved March 23rd, 2026 meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not called, I'll start. Nathan, go right.
Aye.
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 Abstain.
Aye. Motion carried. Request to speak to the board, Rodney Reed.
Didn't you, sir?
Yes, sir. You can stay seated.
Okay. I am, paperwork here. I'm trying to get a $770 water bill waived.
This is your second one in within a year? Is that correct?
Yeah, but I didn't understand that because...
That's fine.
The pool was like last summer.
Yeah.
But anyway, what happened was on Saturday, 124, water pipe broke underneath the house.
Okay.
And so I called the emergency number, and they told me, you know, I needed to get a plumber. And I said, well, I understand that, but I would like the city to come out and turn the water on.
Okay.
And the answer response was, well, you need to get a plumber. Hung up.
Do you know who you talked to?
Excuse me?
Do you know who you talked to?
No.
Okay.
A young lady.
Okay.
So, Adam, if y'all remember, that was a day of a lot of snow, a lot of ice, so...
Correct.
I did not get a plumber.
Okay.
So, Sunday morning, I tried again. Called emergency number. This time, a young lady answered and told me, well, you have the wrong number. It's 911.
So, you called on Saturday and Sunday. You was calling the central control.
Right. You're talking to dispatch.
Right. Yeah. So, all day Saturday and all day Sunday and a couple hours Monday morning, because Monday I called... Somebody came right away, city came right away and turned off the water.
Okay.
So all day Saturday, all day Sunday, half of Monday, I got water running underneath the house.
Okay.
And it's a $770 water bill.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
How much you know? So Saturday and Sunday, you talked to the central dispatch,
mm-hmm.
and there was no...
And that's, I'm unsure why central did not call one of our guys to come shut that water off for him, which should have been the case.
Right.
I have spoken with them to make sure that their dispatchers know that when somebody calls that 3714 number for water and sewer purposes to call Dale, start down the list to get somebody to take care of the issue. Hopefully we will not have that issue again. Mr. Reap did have a swimming pool and watering adjustment done in August, and so it was within the 12-month calendar period. So that keeps me from being able to just do that adjustment on my own, which is why he's here asking for an adjustment on that pipe burst tonight.
Entertain a motion to adjust his water rate as policy requires. Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not called roll start. Jessica can go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. She'll do the adjustment. She'll get it, you'll probably get it within a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I've been paying my regular bill.
Okay.
All right. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Kristen Harrison.
Hello.
I know.
Is it okay for me to stand right here?
Sure.
Stand
right there.
Okay. My name is Kristen Harrison. I'm here to introduce myself. I'm running for District 19 County Commissioner. I'm here to ask you all for your vote. To introduce myself, I brought my fiance, Brandon, with me. We have two little girls, ages 10 and 6. They both go to Dyer Elementary School here. We've been deeply rooted in Dyer my entire life. My family's from here years and years back. The Coopers and the Hamlins, they're from here. Currently, I work as a misdemeanor probation officer for Tennessee Correctional Services West, where I've been for the last 6 years, and that has implemented my, I guess you'd say, my roots for wanting to help Dyer and Gibson County. I see a lot of justice-involved individuals, and I know the struggles that they have, so that brings my passion here. I want to help Gibson County. I want to help move forward. My kids go here, and that's my biggest motivation, is I want Dyer to be safe for my kids to grow up in and go to school. And being a part of this, Dyer and the county commission, I know that I can make strides forward. I also would like to thank the board here because I see all the great hard work that you do. Even with the circus this weekend, somebody said that was in Dyer. So people are noticing the changes that is being made here and the improvements, and I'm excited to be a part of that too. And that's my goal, to be a part of Dyer and the citizens here and make a healthy, happy place for our children to grow up and everyone to live and be peaceful.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Wish you good luck in your
run.
Thank you.
Michael Harrison. Michael Williams, I'm sorry. I was reading. Bottom name, top line.
My name is Michael Williams. I live right up the street here across from the box factory.
Where do you live at?
Across from the box factory.
207 Davis.
Yeah, right across from the box factory.
Gotcha.
It used to be a stop sign there. I've got to give you guys credit, man. Y'all laid the park out, but you made the street the most dangerous thing to walk down. When you took that sign away from up there, my kids almost got hit twice, and they're on the side street. It's because now that they don't stop, when they turn, they don't make that, you know, that safety turn to the right. Mm-hmm. When they come across the railroad track, they're going. It was always kind of hard for, you know, some people just to stop anyway. Now that they got the freeway, we got little kids. I see new little kids in the neighborhood. You got the pond. You got the new rocket bands. And you're drawing people to the park. The street that they're going down is totally dangerous. It really is. We need that stop sign back. For my kids, anybody's kids, we really need that. Because you got a lot of little kids going up there with the little fishing poles. Something's going to happen. Why wait until it happens before? Trucks come in to the box factory. I know I worked over there for a while. They come in late in the evening, 6:30, 7 o'clock. They don't stop this, turn right now, turn right on into the box factory. So I'm just asking for some help on that. I thank y'all for your time.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Any other requests to speak to the board? Mayor's report. Like Kristen said about the circus this weekend, I know you guys wasn't, I did send y'all a message to let y'all know we was going to do that. Me and Ashley worked on that and got it all set up, and it was a really good turnout. They sold out all four events that they had. The kids really liked it a lot, and the adults did too. I mean, for the most part, you know, it was a family oriented circus. And when they left, I talked with them for a little bit, and they want to come back next year. They said they really liked it here. They really appreciate what we've done for them, and everything. I did tell them that it is a free circus. It does take money to keep that stuff going and everything. And I told them I would like to give them a donation, but I wasn't going to do it by myself. I wanted to get the board to be a part of that and everything. We do want them to come back, and it's probably one of the cheapest things that we can do. I'm not asking to give a lot of money. I'm just, you know, whatever you guys want to do. So.
And they're not a non-profit, are they?
No.
Okay.
And they did take donations, you know, and everything. I don't want to give a lot, but
I mean, $500.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'd like for them to come back. Mm-hmm. And
but they had a good show. You said they sold out both times.
Right.
All four times. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Both days. What about the lady with the... Never mind.
Go ahead. The lady with what?
Never mind.
Oh, I didn't get to
that. Entertain a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I second.
Motion made. Second green discussion.
And they...
The lady with the what?
Asked?
No.
To consider that?
No.
I missed that part. I'm sorry.
No, they did not ask for us to consider that.
That's just you're recommending we do that.
Maybe. I would like to make sure that they come back and just showing them a goodwill favor that thank you for coming, you know, and, you know, it took a lot for them to set that tent up and their workers that were there to pay them and different stuff and everything. And, you know, I don't know, just like you don't know what they actually ended up making down there. They'll have a different story next year to tell or whatever. They visit 100 cities throughout the United States.
Well, if I told the same one again, I wouldn't remember. So
usually it's smaller cities that I've seen that they travel to.
And that's what they said. They said they try to do the smaller cities that don't have the revenue that the bigger cities do.
So. That's okay.
Was it Busby Circus that used to come in here? Was that the name of that thing?
That's a long time ago. Do you remember that?
What was the name of it?
Busby's. Bisbee's. Was it Bisbee? Something like that.
It was out there at the expo.
This is a little different. They don't do animals or anything like that. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's good, too.
What's the name of this movie?
The King of...
Medieval?
The Medieval.
The Kingdom of the World.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What'd you say, Amanda?
Michael might remember. That's okay.
Michael was in it. What?
Bisbee's.
How long have they been doing this?
Was it good?
Before I was born.
Several years.
They did. How come Jess was gone all week? And I broke
it. Henderson last week.
You took yours.
Headed toward Michigan and headed up that way.
Did they have a good day at Brooklyn?
Go by the same list. Any more discussion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not Colorado. Start with Michael. Go left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Mm-hmm. We're working on the... Dale was sick today, so I wasn't able to talk to him. I talked to him last week. Working on the water repairs for the fire hydrants. There'll be another one tomorrow. And then... The PRI will get with them and everything and start getting some repairs to the places that have been cut in the road. Most of those are going to be water and sewer repairs. And then we have budget starting in about 2 weeks. So I just want everybody to be prepared for that. We'll try and cover a lot of it. Like we did last year, you know, we'll try and get most of it done. We may have a session or two just to go over, me, Ashley, and Nathan, just go over, and Marty, just to go over some things or whatever and kind of get it set up. Me and Ashley will basically get it set up and everything, and then we'll ship it to those two and let them look over, see if we missed anything. And then we'll bring it to the full board, and we'll go through the whole budget like we did last year, and hopefully get it done in 2 meetings. And then we can finalize that. Ashley will be out the last week of June, I believe it is. She'll be on her vacation or something. Vacation?
AAU volleyball competition.
Vacation, huh?
4 days in a gym in Florida.
So maybe the air won't work. No.
Do not curse me like that.
We'll try and get it done because we need to get it passed before she leaves. That way we can get it submitted to the comptroller and to the state in time to before the deadline. I will be discussing. I've thought about this a lot. I did have a small discussion with Ashley, and she has no idea right now. I really feel like that it's time to change auditors. They can't get their stuff turned in. I've had a phone call from the comptroller's office. The comptroller's office is just basically says, I'm not taking no more excuses. If get turned in? Do you know? Did you talk to him?
He did not call me back, and...
It's got to be turned in before the 30th or our budget. No, Nathan, it's just... Mm-hmm. So, and the comptroller's office called, and they said, you got till December to do it. We give you extra time and everything. If it's not done by the 30th of April, we will not approve your... And I've got the letter back in the office and everything. We will not approve your budget for next year.
Who is it?
It's A2A or A2A.
Okay.
Yeah, ATA right now. And they've always done us good up till they changed a few things a couple of years ago and their staff is not there. That's what they told the comptroller's office. Was it the comptroller? Yes, it was the comptroller's office. That's what they told her, and I cannot remember her name right now, but...
Tammy.
I talked to her for about 20 or 25 minutes and everything. And, it's starting to get... Nathan went through this a few years ago. And I had him to come in and sit down.
We had a lengthy meeting with him.
Yes.
And you said end of December, and here it is, in the middle of April.
Nobody issues... 90-something percent of audits are issued after December 31st. Okay. It's not unusual.
That's right.
But you're looking at... January, February is where most of them come in. People say it's due December 31st. Nobody ever gets it.
That's right. And she said that.
Just to be...
She said maybe January, February, mm-hmm.
Just
March is getting late. We're already in April, fixing to be into May. April 30th, it's not there and everything. They're not going to approve the budget. And so I called Ashley and I said, hey, we need to get on this. We need to take care of this. I don't care if we have to call them every day. Ashley said, well, their excuse was they've had some change in employees, been shortage and everything. I can't help that. That's not my fault. That's not the board's fault. We're the ones, it's just like Tammy said from the comptroller's office, we're the ones to get blamed for it.
I know a trick, by the way, if you end up with a deadline, I know a trick. But anyway.
Just don't turn in your budget.
Just don't turn it in?
No, you can actually wait and wait and wait. You got 30 days after the budget's turned in, and so...
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
No.
No,
Do
you not remember what we went through, Nathan?
Yeah. No. But yeah. No, believe me.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's like... So do you have you signed a contract for this year, for the FY26?
I have not.
Because, they're going to start pestering us toward the end of June if we don't have a contract signed. Mm-hmm. So you need an RFP for that. You've got to...
Correct. We went through this 6-7 years ago,
yeah,
8 years ago.
And then there's CRS, will do it. Malden Jenkins out of Chattanooga will do it. CRS out of Jackson, if they'll take clients, they'll do a small city. But there is a draft RFP already. MTS has got one. You just fill out the thing.
Well, we'll probably need to get you to work on that with us.
Yeah, you need to get on that, though, because it'll take them a while to get a quote. It'll also upset your existing auditors, so.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, but, I mean, we can't sit there and let them continue to throw us under the bus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to make you guys aware of that that's something that could be going on here pretty quick. We do need to have a water and sewer committee meeting before we start the budget. So within the next week and a half or something like that, we need to have one just to decide what we're going to do with the water and sewer. We had a few things. I think there's a... Maybe we have to do a... Is it an RFP too, Nathan?
For what?
For the... water and sewer.
Yeah.
We decide to go the other way.
Yeah, we need to... I had a call from Steve, and he's like, are we going to get together? I'm like, yes, but anyway, I'll pick you a date.
I'm good anytime.
Okay.
You
got to do an RFP.
Even at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm good.
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
So that's been going on. Sidewalks. How do you guys want to go about finishing? finishing out the sidewalks. We're going to try and get them done by July 1. I would like to move forward to find somebody. Nathan, over in Milan, he's so busy that you can't knock him down to
target.
Yeah, to get an answer from him or get any kind of what they did or anything else. So, you think we could get a contractor to look back here behind Duncan's and everything to see about the Trex board and everything? It looks like it's going to be about $10,400 for just the boards and stuff. And then you would have the labor and everything involved in that. I think I sent all you guys the pictures, didn't I? But if we could look at doing that, seeing what the labor would cost, getting some contractors up here and everything, and then meeting and trying getting that taken care of before the budget runs out. And we got all the easement signed for the sidewalk on College Street. That's the reason it hadn't been done. Lynn, I talked to Lynn and everything, give him a go. And no problems up there at all. Everybody was proud to have it. Carrie wants hers done too.
Right before.
Yeah.
Right before.
Mm. Ain't that a shame? So, are you guys good with getting maybe a couple contractors look at that back here behind Duncan's and seeing what the price would end up costing us?
Don't hurt to see. Yep.
You're talking about contractors, Nathan. You're talking about concrete contractors or what?
We talked about putting the Trex board
down. Yeah, the Trex board.
We don't need a concrete.
You got any ideas what contractors we're talking about?
Any builder that does any kind of fencing or decking or anything like that can look at, you know, but I don't want to just get somebody to do it. I want somebody that's going to do a professional job. It's going to look good. It's going to last a long time. It's not going to give when you walk on it. It's, you know, it's done right.
I just don't want to look like them.
Now, once they get done at the ends, then we'll get a concrete guy to come in and finish the ends out to where they circle around to have the drop-off and the pad, the handicap pad at the end and stuff like that to make sure it's all done correct. I'm not sure these steps on this end down here. There's not much you can do with that. It'll still have to be either steps or block that end off where you can't come off the end of it, you know, to make it ADA compliant. And I'm not exactly, me and Nathan talked about that a few years ago, and doing concrete would be really expensive because it's a big liability right there. Also, there's a lot of work to get it handicap accessible and everything, and at least with the Trex board and everything, you can slope it to make it how you need it if you need it to. Yeah. So, but we'll get with, I also called David Smith about Nathan. I'll call David Smith about the end of the sidewalk where the step comes off, about how we can work on getting
it. About the far end?
This end.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Just get a good running start. You'll be fine.
Yeah, right.
So I'll get with him and talk with him and see what he thinks about it. So
just wall it off.
Well, that's what, you know, just put a rail at the end.
That's right. Sorry, you can't come down this way.
Put a sign that's just pointing that direction.
Yeah.
Picture not Bailey out there. Steve, well, we did talk about that. We talked about getting Steve, not Bailey, sign to put right here pointing at the stoplight out here so they'll see the flashing light up there.
Y'all, we did an experiment one day. We sat out here and sat here, watched through this window. Cars just went straight through the light, and then Knott stepped out beside the thing, and all of a sudden everybody stopped. And then he stepped back in the building, and they just kept running right through the light. It was just.
I met a statue of them out there, had a sign that slow down.
Yeah, well.
That's me on the
old road.
I'll get out on the porch and I'll slow up.
I'll ratchet it up to a statue.
Next.
Am I
missing anything?
That old police cop, one of these bits of school, something like that.
Department reports. Fire. Fire. Jackson.
our spring market, it went pretty good Saturday. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of vendors. It was full. Station's full. And then State Forestry came in and taught us. It was mainly for the juniors, but some guys from Dyer went too. And they supposedly, if we could get some guys certified with the state on forestry, then that can open us up for more, I think you said federal grants.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then we could go out and help forestry guys if they get a big fire and they need us.
We don't need y'all doing that.
That's cool.
Y'all just stomp the fire out.
Yeah.
You ain't smoking the bag.
In this next budget, y'all need an airplane or helicopter or something to help with those fires.
We can run over and scoop down and get some water out of the pond.
That's fine.
Logan, that was a joke. Easy.
Actually, they use like mops, don't they? They've got them things where you just, yeah.
Well, now they cheat and they got a skid steer. It looks like a plow in the front. It's like 500 gallons of water. You don't even get out of the skid steer. You can control
the joystick. That's what we need. Just a skid steer. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fire steer.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Fire
steer.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We have people setting grass fires.
Just don't feel good.
Okay.
Are you done?
Right.
Okay. What do y'all got next coming? You don't remember? Y'all been down to the fire station lately? Need to go down there and look at it. Look at a good job Jackson's doing every day, keeping everything up. He really is. I'm not just saying that. He's doing a really good job. It's clean down there. The floors are clean. They've got new markings on the floor. They've got their first aid stuff is in the bags, ready to go. Their vehicles are ready to go. Their batteries are staying charged. So he's doing a good job and everything. And we appreciate that, Jackson. We really do. And he's going to school too. And so he's keeping up with everything. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Jackson. Sweet.
Police, tell us something good there, officer, or Sergeant Webb, right? I hate when you do that. Y'all change.
Y'all been busy. Y'all been real busy.
Ashley's going to find out Thursday how busy they were.
It's true.
She's going to have a fun month. Mm-hmm. So, Sergeant, let me ask you a question. Bicycles on the road, aren't they supposed to follow the same as vehicles? They're basically a vehicle.
That's correct.
Okay.
What about electric scooters?
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to follow the same rules of the road.
So, under the age of 16, you're supposed to really have a helmet on, but, you know, especially on an electric scooter. Just ask him because, you know, we was asked to put a stop sign back up that their kid's running the stop sign. You know, and
I still stop at the stop sign.
Oh, I do too.
I do too. Yeah.
I stop at the old ones and don't stop at the new ones. I don't know where they are.
You all would be.
If it hadn't been there 20 years, I'd
You've been down there watching that quite often. I know you have. I've seen you and everything. So, I mean, how do you feel the cars are going through there? Is it just that where it's at, it seems like they're going fast, or are they going fast?
I've actually run some radar back down toward the park, shooting back up toward the box factory, and there's really not a lot of speeding going on. It's just, I guess, the proximity of where it is that we're having. I really haven't seen any kids right there in the area of the where the stop sign was.
Right.
I see his kid playing over in the Davis Street area, in the parking lot,
yeah.
Oak Street area.
I seen them in the middle of the road the other day, and I did drive by them.
If you really want to slow them down, you dig your water line up over there. That'll fix it.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
It doesn't seem like people are traveling any faster through there to me, but it probably seems like it if you used to stop and go.
I don't think we're not turning around.
No problems, nothing. And they're running.
Lawson guy was here.
Oh, Craig.
I sat there and I did her like this all night. So I want you,
you want to tell the King Casey story? Since he's no longer here, he can't tell it.
I'm sure you've heard it enough, you can tell it.
I think it's, what is it, do you like fishing? How does it go?
Ken would pull someone over, and they, or somebody complained about speeders. He'd go, well, do you like fishing? Have you ever been fishing? Well, yeah. Well, when you go fishing, do you catch all the fish? Well, no. Well, when we out here patrolling, we can't catch all the speeders either.
Ken would tell that.
That's why Ken is one of the most beloved police officers.
Between that and the speech.
That's the speech. Though.
Give me a ticket. I'm letting him go. Mm.
The only person you got to talk to. Huh? I'll put somebody over. Yeah. We all love Ken. Just glad he's at Global Track now.
That's funny.
Sorry. Jackson, you didn't have anything else?
We were in the police.
I know it.
They were going to have a circus, but somebody beat them to it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Y'all was going to have a circus, but I beat you to it. He'll get it. Y'all have everything. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But we beat you to having a circus, so you couldn't have it. We got to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We do appreciate what y'all are doing. Absolutely. Really, yeah. Honestly. Mm-hmm. Public Works. Dale is the stomach virus. So he's not here. I'm glad he's not. And he obviously didn't send anybody tonight. So
blessings on Dale.
They are working on the new dirt that was put from the playground where the pavilion went. By the tree over there, they're working on it, going to get it all smoothed out and settled around that area right there. They did do some work around the walking track that we talked about.
Saw that today.
And then the dirt mounds that are on the back side of the park, they're fixing up. They was waiting on it. They wanted to rain. And I said, well, there's been plenty of rain. They said, well, we're going to get it leveled out. They wanted back there. It's pretty unlevel.
They leveled it out.
They did today? Okay. Because I called them this morning. I called Bradley this morning. I called Bradley this morning and told him, I said, you get a chance to get that done. It's not a problem. So I didn't know if he did or not. I didn't go look at it. So it is.
Yeah, looks good.
Good. Finance and personnel.
Nothing. Mr. Mayor.
No tax relief.
Done with that. Comment.
Done with that. Committee reports, Finance Administration Personnel Committee.
We need to have a committee meeting sometime.
All right. You want to do it?
What the?
I mean, when do you think? You said we need to talk first. Right? Call me tomorrow and we'll find some time. We'll pick up some days.
Okay. Everybody go maybe next Monday or Tuesday?
I can do it any day.
What is today? Today's the 13th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock.
That's nap time.
You can't do that.
Betsy, do you all?
I can't do there's something every Sunday anyway, so, you know.
Sunday's like an all-day thing for me anyway, so, but 2 o'clock's nap time.
Monday.
I'm fine with the 12th.
My life is full anyway, so.
Monday. Kayla,
Monday'd be all right.
Monday.
I think so.
Jennifer. Okay, everybody looks like it's Monday except for Kayla. So we'll plan on meeting on Monday at 9:30 that morning.
I can't do it that
early. I'm kidding, Nathan.
Nathan, he's teasing.
6:30 on Monday.
Okay.
I've got a meeting at...
On Monday?
No. Oh. See, I had one at 9:30.
Not what? We know you have.
We wouldn't have
to. So 6:30 Monday the 20th.
Yes, but yes. They give you enough time to get here? Sure. Well, we'll move it to 7.
I'm positive.
We'll bring food so Nathan can eat.
Just 6:30 is fine.
Okay. Fine with me, too.
Can you get your mom cook us some supper that night?
Yeah.
No,
chicken and wild rice soup?
If you asked her, she might do it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we know who the baby is.
Fire and rescue.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
He had a budget meeting tonight for the county, so. Police. How hard do I need to be looking? I'm serious about this. How hard do I need to be looking at police cars? I don't want to waste a bunch of time looking for police cars if we're not going to buy police cars.
Do we need any?
Always need police cars.
How many we need?
I think we was looking at, what, one or two?
We was looking.
Brad's asking for at least two.
At least two cars.
Maybe eight.
We didn't do anything last year, did we?
We did not.
Or the year before.
I knew he said one or two.
We looking at getting rid of two, if we get two?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yes. Yeah, we're not going to keep them.
Which ones?
The Explorers.
They're all Explorers, aren't they?
They are. Any more questions? The black ones.
The black ones. The wore out ones.
They all look good.
That's because they keep them, mm-hmm. looking good.
Yep, they do.
It's true.
That's true. Steve Marsh says they're not doing very good.
What'd you say? Hmm?
Steve Marsh says they're not doing very good.
I can swing it out, go for it. But
just asking, they're going to be.
I think. Wait.
They're going to be in the range of, by the time they're fitted and everything, in the range of $60,000
a piece.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For two of them, right?
No, each.
We won't get a whole lot out of the ones we got then, will we?
Well, one of them should bring somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000 to $8,000, and the other one should bring in the neighborhood of $3,500 or so.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Motor?
It's still sitting up there, not being used. So, it will run, and it does fine, but it's sitting up
there.
Yeah. So we have one, just so you guys know, we have one that's still in play that has a $600 transmission in it that we asked them to put a used transmission in it because it was no good, and we was planned on getting it in the budget when it came up, and the budget didn't allow it because we had still a note on three. And we didn't really want to go that far, and we thought, well, let's just keep trying it. So we just kept going and everything, so, and it hasn't given any problems with the transmission that was put in. And the labor was donated to us. Mm. So,
wow.
So we pretty much babied it. Now it's up there sitting, but it will run. It's got some pieces missing off of it. And we got one that the lights don't work on the back of it, and it needs some work. So, and then they stay in the shop quite often now.
Like, need to be looking for two.
Let's be honest, we really need three, but we probably can only we probably really need to just swing two.
Do we need to be looking at? I mean, look.
So, right. And the used ones that we've looked at, it's got 70,000 miles, I believe is what it was, from Missouri Highway Patrol. It's running $40,000 now.
You still got to put another 10 or 12 into it?
Yeah.
So, and that's what we used to do. We'd buy them for 20 with 55,000 miles on them and get some good use out of them. Now they've got 80-plus thousand miles on them, and they're running close to $40,000. So it's kind of hard to buy a $40,000 vehicle when you can buy another one for 64, 60, 63, I forget what it was. Anyways, I've got the notes on it.
You get a better deal if you buy more than one.
No.
You don't.
If you don't buy 10, you're not going to get that deal.
We'll be putting this in the budget.
Yes.
So stock it to us with police cars.
So that's kind of where I was at the other night when I told all the supervisors, hey, you're not getting anything this year, so don't ask for it if it's not definitely needed.
Mm-hmm.
They're still still be the maintenance stuff in there and stuff like that. Everything else will be taken out. And by the way, we'll keep up with the services that we're doing now.
Well, I mean, if they're needed, we need to look at putting them in the budget.
The city shop and everything down there, they should have pretty much everything they need. I don't know what kind of shape the backhoe's in.
We're not doing it. We're going to keep fixing it if something goes wrong for at least another year or two. You know, we do put a lot of hours on the backhoe.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, we do.
It's running pretty much all day, every day.
So, and we're asking to do a lot of things now, so. But the good part is we have a new Mini X, our newer Mini X, only a couple of years old, that is doing a lot of the work now instead of the backhoe. And they're trailering it to where it needs to go and not driving the backhoe up and down the road to do everything. So that's helped out a lot down some time on the backhoe. So I just want to make you guys aware of that. Or you can downsize the fleet and everything, and because I know a couple of board members have talked about downsizing the fleet and everything, but if you do that, then it's going to put us in a real bind.
Yeah.
And we've done some studies on that. We've done a lot of studies on when Nathan was city recorder and everything, that it really does two things. It hurts the cars because they're running longer hours and they don't last near as long. And the second part of that is that it hurts the morale of the department because that is their office, basically. They don't sit at the PD unless they're doing a report or whatever. And, you know, I don't like it too well because I go down there to knock on the door and say, hey, somebody down here, you know, and there's nobody down here.
Well,
so,
if you've got five or six cars or six or seven, one of them goes out, it's not that big a deal. If you've got four.
Chief did say something about that in his vehicle that he didn't necessarily have to have everything in it. That if we wanted to buy a used truck that was in really good shape or whatever, you know, then we could do something like that to help out on that side or whatever. We wouldn't spend as much money, and he could move the Tahoe down the fleet and everything. But I don't think he wants to get another Tahoe because it's not as universal as everybody thought it was when they was buying Tahoes. What year is his?
It's old.
Yeah, is it 14?
Something like, it's not brand new by any stretch of the imagination.
It's not that old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
I mean, they're in good shape and they kept it well, but yeah, let's talk about that when we get over to our budget. Let me start getting to that.
So, just making you aware that he's willing to do something like that if need be. City Beautification Committee. Hey, what did y'all decide? Y'all never went and put no sign out or nothing else. Or I didn't notice that you did.
And decided yet what today?
Okay. So
we're going to discuss it, talk about it.
To like vote on that outside of the chat, you know. It was just like in the group chat.
Yeah.
We needed an official.
So just
we'll get together and talk about it.
Go ahead and take care of that.
Where's the sign? Is there a
it's
sign?
It's in that office right there.
I thought.
Go ahead and do that.
Yard to for May.
Second.
Or do you just want to push that yard?
Well, it's just
May.
The 11th.
Yeah, let's just do that yard for April. We didn't. We kind of unanimously decided without an official vote, right?
Yeah.
We just said let's just go do it to get it in place.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and do that.
Just go ahead and do it.
Okay. Was there extra stuff that we were wanting to do for them, like during the board meeting?
See if we can get
what
Logan.
What do you mean?
Somebody can take their picture.
Yeah, like
the paper.
No, you do that outside the board meeting. You'll do that at their house.
Yeah, that's what
put
we
the sign up, maybe get a picture of them
standing
in front of
the sign out and hammered in the front yard.
We'll help you.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not by yourself.
Wait, yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
be glad
I'll go with you.
Good?
Yeah.
Anything else, beautification?
No.
Okay.
Can you get down to get to Potted or the VFW? I've been going by there and ain't seen any out yet.
We decided not to do that. You said you were going to get them. Picture your
yard. Well, I mean, I can go get them.
So he's got an idea.
What you said?
Happened.
You said,
I said I'd water them, but I didn't know.
She
said I'll go get them.
Where are you going to get them at? You can get them at high school, can't you?
I don't think so.
Just come out to see Ashley. Just pick up some, bring a receipt back here, and we'll take care of it.
There we go.
Okay. I thought that's what you were going to do. If I missed,
no, it's okay. That's what I'll do. I'm telling you, that's what I'll do.
The weekend been open out there.
Yeah, I think so too.
Middle of April.
Yeah, got all my stuff.
We'll take care
of it. Got all my stuff. One more t-shirt.
I got it.
That's why I was like,
anything else? Some beautification? You're going to take care of these two right out here. Mm-hmm. And Carrie and Amanda's going to help you take care of them, right?
Yes, they are.
That way, if we get to Wilton, we'll know who to blame. And I'll take care of
these two out here.
What do you think?
Sounds good.
I'll take care of these two out here under the lamppost out here. Right. We're not going to hang any potted plants out there because they dry out too fast.
No, because they'll steal them.
So I'll take care of that. Miss Beth, would you handle that for me?
Yes. What do you, I mean, yeah.
What did I bring into?
Buildings and walkways. I covered most of that earlier. I think
you did.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
Have anything else? Mm-mm. What about the park?
The park, are we there?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So I guess if we've been to the park, we know that the equipment's put in, the pavilions are finished. They are working on getting it ready for summertime. I don't know if the water fountain was fixed or not.
It was.
Well, it was just cut off, but cut back on. The park is, you know, it's looking good. It's just, you know, it's always something to do. But somebody's down there every day doing something.
Pickleball courts are full.
Pickleball was full today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, everything, it's looking good.
Well, everybody that I've heard that's went down there that's come back and had any kind of comments has talked about how great it is down there. And they're glad they got somewhere to go and something to do and everything. And
did y'all get those?
We have not. I haven't been back down far.
There was.
Does City Lumber sell pickleball rackets?
No, but Walmart does.
Yeah, but they're not dire.
Huh?
They'll deliver to your house in 3 hours. Just text them.
3 hours
later. Just text them.
Put in an order.
Gosh, I love Walmart delivery.
The park looks good, and if y'all are ever, it's been my experience that, I mean, I can just, like, take a picture and send it, hey, how about this, and the next day it's taken care of. They're really, I know we have a designated person. I don't know the logistics or dynamics of that position, but there's always someone from the city crew that will get down there and do whatever needs to be done, so. That's been working really well.
And we're painting the ball fences right now.
Uh-huh.
So we started on the back ball field.
Unfortunately, we don't have a league in right now currently, but we have some people that are using the fields for practice and things like that. So, and we want them to. If anybody hears of anything that anybody wants to do at the park with the ball fields, anybody wanting to have a tournament or whatever, we're absolutely all for that 100%, getting whatever anybody wants to do down there, supporting that.
Does the churches still have softball? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I very many.
Kind of dwindled out too.
Yeah.
There's probably a few.
Yeah.
I don't know being in dire.
Some men's leagues.
I mean, most of them, if they've got a team, I think it's co-ed.
I just didn't know. I thought maybe we might approach some churches if they wanted to use it, or, you know, we've had a few people that wanted to do some softball or whatever down there. They can't get enough mm-hmm. people to play either, so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. I'm just glad the kids are together playing. Don't care where they play at. You know, ours will be there for them if they need it.
It'll be 4th of July, the time we turn around.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Star Station still do a big softball tournament?
No.
They've done that several years, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. No, the only thing they used to have was the band. They have a band, but as far as I know, they ain't done that in 25, 30 years.
I know, they used to, I mean, in my memory here, they did
there a soccer. Tournaments, but it wasn't a Dire Station tournament, I don't think.
Yeah, they raised, they used to raise some serious money, but I guess people kind of got out of softball, so.
I mean, I played in a few back in the day. I did too.
I did their last three for them. Mm-hmm. And I was done with it. Mental health.
It's a lot.
Said, I'm done with that.
Yeah, they had a tournament or two down there. You know, I forget who put them on.
Dire Station did. Because I did it for them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Done 3 years in a row, and I said, I'm not doing that no more, because all 3 years I was left to myself.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. You did a good job, I'm sure.
No, I didn't. You know how hard it is to run a bunch of men? All you got to do is call their wives, and they'll straighten up real quick. I know. I do want to go back. Are you done, Miss Beth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do want to go back to the police real quick. What do we do? So, I got a phone call the other day, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to anybody. You don't have to answer this right now if you don't want to. Just say, I don't want to answer. What do we do with dogs? I'm not talking about pit bulls. I'm not talking about anything else that actually bites somebody. If you don't have the answer, don't. Because I got a call that somebody got bit last week, this past weekend maybe. And I think they were just dogs, right? I don't know if he's working or who was working, but anyways. And he was at the emergency room when he called me or whatever. Said he filed a police report and everything. What do we do about that?
If we know who the dog belongs to or can locate the dog, Mike White, county animal patrol officer will normally come and get it if he's got room. If we know who it belongs to and they can keep it up themselves for 10 days if they haven't had rabies shots, and we can cite them for the violation on the rabies shot, and then they have to get their rabies shot current. Just depends on if we can locate the dog and if county has room for the dog, if they can come get it, or we know who the owner is and they can keep it up.
Okay. So, do those go into the have to have a vicious dog hearing? Or do you know,
somebody has to suggest that it's a vicious dog. They either file a complaint, there's a form for it, or a police officer can do it.
Do you have any complaint forms like that or anything like that at the police that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
You just file it at City Hall is what they do.
Well, if it's on a weekend, what do?
You come to City Hall on Monday.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, if that's, what are we doing with dogs that are biting somebody that, are we leaving them with the owner and everything? Saying, okay, I know Tennessee has a one bite rule. I understand that. But, basically, do we just allow it to happen and happen again? Or because it's not really... I got the pictures where he was bit down the arms and the legs and everything, couldn't get away from him. And there was not pit bulls that I'm aware of. My understanding was they were just pets of somebody's or whatever.
Just regular old dogs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. No, yours is meaner than this. Is there anything that we need to do different than what we're doing, or anything that we need to, You guys are dealing with this every day, not us. Is it something I need to get Chief to sit down with us and everything and have a conversation with him and figure out if we need to do something different or for something we need, you know, some kind of policy we need to pass or whatever? Because, I mean, it seems like it's getting, the loose dogs are getting worse. But also, I understand when the county's full, the county's full. I understand that.
We don't have any place to put
them. Right. And we don't need to be taking care of them. I mean, it's really expensive. The county's already figured that out. So I'm just trying to figure out. Maybe we'll sit down together and have a conversation. And
I would say that would probably be something that needs to be involved in.
Correct.
Are these dogs that run loose all the time, or anybody know?
Yeah.
Are they dogs that just got out and somebody was in their yard, or?
No. He was, you know, I mean, if he's walking down the road, he's in the right. The dog gets out the house and bites somebody, they're in the wrong. You know.
That's right.
You know, so, I mean, there is a leash law and everything. So, I mean, you get a dog out running around and everything, causing problems and everything. You know, this is not the first time it was mentioned, but it's the first time that it was actually something happened. You know, so, and the officers can't do anything unless they see them out running around or whatever. You know, and then trying to figure out who the owner is of that dog.
I know, we have started taking some of the running at large charges to the general session.
Okay.
The city
court. Okay.
I was going to ask about that.
That's a good start, you know.
Mm-hmm. So besides the rabies shot citation, dogs run at large statute, what other, any other recourse y'all have to?
Running at large is
primary statute.
Nathan, when you was doing the vicious dog hearings and all that stuff, basically what Ashley, have you had a chance to do one yet?
I have not.
Yeah. Wait.
Sounds like I've.
Just hang on.
Maybe so, though.
State vicious dog thing, too, but the court doesn't have much room except to either let them go or destroy the dog. That's really their choice. So, anyway, go ahead.
We can put them on probation and send them to Kristen Harrison.
Oh, Lord.
I'll talk with Chief about that, Steve. And
I mean, the other thing is, if you find them a good lawyer, they'd get sued a fire out of them, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
That'll put a stop to it.
Does Egbert's law firm do stuff like that?
We do have that proud bitch statute, you know.
Running at large.
Yeah, we do.
It's still out there.
That's right.
On the book.
Yeah. Still in our charter.
Love it.
Look in the charter.
We can also regulate steam whistles.
The statute is proud bitch.
Running at large.
Running at large.
It's part of the model code.
Thanks, Steve.
It's great.
Sorry.
Love it.
Well, I'll get used to it one day. Updates from any other outside committees. You guys said you didn't know what was next. I know would be May event, right?
I don't remember if Brandon said we're having a wrestling event or not. The other day, Aiden was coming up there talking to her, looking for somebody. They mentioned we're going to have another wrestling event soon. Because they're having a big finale or something. They like doing it at the fire department, but it's a lot of work.
What's a big finale mean?
They're going around. They're going by Dyer, Kenton. They went to Spring Hill School, and they're going to Trenton. I can't remember if they want to start Dyer, if they want to stop in Dyer. But they want to at least hit Dyer. But every month, Brandon said it was getting kind of rough. So.
Yeah, I knew that.
I guess our next big thing would be Patriots Day. That's in July, right? Mm-hmm.
I hope you have something before then.
Y'all will definitely be
doing more before then. We're going to have a chili cook-off July the 4th. No, not really.
Oh, Lord.
That'd be something, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Cold chili. Any unfinished business? New business? Entertaining motion to pay the accounts April 13, 2026.
Make a motion.
Motion made,
second.
Motion made, second. Any discussion? Mm-hmm.
What Labtronics?
That is the turbidity meter.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Making sure that was the right one.
Turbidity meter.
Yep.
Turbidity meter.
It is, ain't it?
What's number 23, Ash?
That is our grant management.
Okay.
When do you change your name?
Ash. What do you
Ash.
I always call her Ash. You're Ash.
What is grant management?
It's Shannon Cotter. She handles our
project
LPRF
management.
And that's
SFC,
what most of
that's
that
what
is.
SFC is.
Yes.
I always felt sick that way. Never could figure out what that case stood for.
What was the Parker Heating and Cooling? What did we do?
That's the unit at the police
department.
Okay. What did it end up costing? 71?
Mm-hmm.
69. Oh, that's $200 cheaper than
what we thought.
We approved.
So we didn't have any problem up under the building or nothing like that.
I haven't had a chance to talk to him, so obviously he just got it done.
He just got it done beginning of last week.
No doubt.
I think, I will say Brad came in today and Johnny was coming back to look at it because it was running more than it should, Brad thought. But when Johnny put it in, there wasn't an issue, and they think it may just be the thermostat on the inside not reading properly, so. But Johnny was supposed to come look at that today or tomorrow.
They're getting cold.
Other way.
Getting hot.
See them? Still getting hot.
What's number 18 for? Madison County Fire.
Live burn
for the three.
Training.
Training, yeah. Live burn training for our newest members.
Have they talked about doing a live burn here and there?
We don't want no burning in there. We want all the burning stay at there. Y'all ain't been climbing on nobody else's house.
What are you doing, chasing a cat?
Went to the wrong house.
Went to the wrong house.
Jumped up on the house, was walking around, busted up in it. How you doing?
Crazy.
She said, what you doing in my house? He didn't accept his apology.
Well, huh?
Yeah. Tyler, I'll start from Miss Beck. Go right.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Much carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second,
please.
Thank y'all.